We know that. We have seen it several times. Different UN organizations, independent organizations making presentations, and we thank them very much. But what we received a few days ago was a working paper signed by a state party and an international institution, an international organization. Maybe that presentation could be, we could see the same presentation this morning as a presentation from UNIDI, an institute from the United Nations. And will be the same for state parties. The quality, it's high quality work, could appreciate it. What I'm criticizing and what I'm raising the concern, it is an international institution circulating a working paper, and it's there that is a working paper, and it's signed by the state party and the working paper. That it's a simple procedural issue. It's nothing more than that. But that's the sort of concern that when we deal with science and politics, we should avoid. That's the sort of issue that is at the core of the discussion of a scientific and advisory body. If, as I said in my previous intervention, if we're going to build a scientific and advisory board, whatever the name it has, it needs to balance science and politics, and it needs to be independent. So we need to avoid navigating dangerous waters. So I'm just raising the topic here. I was wondering if I should raise it or if I should not raise it, because it's, as I said, it's a very constructive environment. But at the same time, I believe it was important to highlight it for our future discussions. Thank you, Chair.